1. Tell me about the most important festival in your country.
Well, there are a variety of important festivals in Vietnam. But I believe that the Tet holiday, officially called Lunar New Year, is undoubtedly the biggest festival of the year for family reunions and traditional ritual practice. Typically, public holidays will be granted for 7 days. During that time, several special customs are conducted, including cleaning and decorating the houses, buying salt at the beginning of the year, giving lucky money to children and elders, having family parties or New Year's greetings, and visiting pagodas.
2. What special foods and activities are connected with this festival?
I reckon that Tet is the best time to try traditional Vietnamese food. Ban chung, ban tet, and caramelized pork and eggs are the main dishes. Besides, there are a huge number of activities we can do in the new year, like watching Tet's TV series like Tao Kwan, The Kitchen Gods, and watching fireworks displays. Family members usually gather together at the main house, or they will go around and visit their relatives and friends. We also give and receive lucky money and visit pagodas and temples to wish for luck and happiness in the new year.
3. What do you most enjoy about it?
What I enjoy the most about the Tet holiday is the family reunion. I think that Tet is the time for family. Despite how far they live, Vietnamese people always try their best to return home for a family reunion. Family members usually gather together at the main house, or they will go around and visit their relatives and friends. People often organize the Tet banquet during these reunions, and of course, there will be a lot of drinking and eating, which has a lot of fun and a cozy feeling.
4. Do you think festivals are important for a country?
Why?
I don't just think, but I actually believe the festivals are absolutely important for any country, as they help bring all kinds of different people together so that they can learn about each other and appreciate them. They spread brotherhood, faith, love, a sense of respect, and duty among the people without destroying others' emotions and beliefs.
5. Do you like Western festivals?
Honestly, I only know a little about Western festivals, but I guess the ones I find most interesting would be Christmas and New Year. Christmas is a time of giving and sharing. It is by far my favorite time of the year. Christmas is about the love, peace, and joy that make this season so special. I really enjoy listening to Christmas songs as they help me get away from stress, encourage a feeling of closeness, and lead to feelings of joy no matter how bad things in life may be, especially fairy lights and pretty decorations. New lights and fresh decorations mixed with old ones give a feeling of warmth and happiness. So for me, it's the Christmas season because it's the most wonderful time of the year.
6. Do you think this festival will still be as important in the future?
Definitely. Even nowadays, some people believe that Tet has lost its original spirit, and people often forget the true meaning of the Lunar New Year because of modern, fast-paced life. However, I still think that it's a national tradition passed on for centuries that should be kept for future generations.
7. What days are important in your country?
Apart from the Tet holiday, as I just mentioned, in Vietnam, we have several important days like Hung King's commemorations, International Women's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Vietnamese Women's Day, and Vietnamese Teacher's Day. But more importantly, we have a national day to mark the country's declaration of independence in 1945.
8. What do you do during the Tet holiday?
My family and I usually gather together at our house, enjoy special food, and then go around and visit their relatives and friends. Lastly, we will also visit pagodas and pray for a good year of work.
9. What do you think about the impact of Western cultures on Vietnamese traditional culture?
Well, it's true that some Western festivals have been accepted by the Vietnamese, but as the Western culture is emerging into the culture, there's also a very strong influence of the Vietnamese on the Western. With economic globalization, we can certainly feel multicultural. I think there's a lot of impact because we can feel there's a stronger holiday atmosphere in the air than the traditional Vietnamese festival.
10. Do you think that there should be more holidays in your country?
Of course,
I wholeheartedly support the idea of adding another public holiday in Vietnam. People are now living a fast-paced and increasingly stressful life. More national off-work holidays would be much needed, so they have more chances to let off steam and can work more effectively.
11. What do other people in your country usually do on public holidays?
Well, some prefer spending that precious time with their families or friends, maybe cooking at home or visiting amusement parks, while others like to go on a vacation with their loved ones or on their own.
12. Why is it important to have national celebrations? Do you think public holidays are important?
From my point of view, national festivals help us conserve our cultures, roots, origins, and values. People preserve the country's heritage when they realize that it is valuable. National festivals bring people together all over the country to observe a common historical or cultural day.
13. How is the way your national celebrations are celebrated now different from the way they were celebrated in the past?
Well, there are lots of changes in the trends for celebrating festivals. Nowadays, festivals tend to be very big, even if they start small. They usually grow into events for thousands of people, whereas in the past, festivals were generally more local affairs held in the community, so they were much smaller. Secondly, in the past, people used to celebrate the holidays with their relatives or family members. But currently, the celebrations have involved family members as well as friends. Lastly, now people tend to travel during national celebrations instead of staying at home.
14. Are there any celebrations from other countries that you celebrate in your country? What holiday or festival has become more popular in Vietnam recently?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Obviously, Western holidays and cultural events such as Christmas and Valentine's Day are becoming increasingly popular in Vietnam. Although they are not our culture, they are celebrated on a large scale. During Christmas days, people exchange gifts, decorate Christmas trees, attend church, share meals with family and friends, and, of course, wait for Santa Claus to arrive. On Valentine's Day, couples give and exchange gifts and flowers.
15. What are the benefits of having events that many people around the world are celebrating on the same day?
I think that there are a lot of positive aspects involved in these global events. It reminds us of the fact that we are all humans, and we have the same values no matter who we are or where we come from. We are all sharing this world together and creating a strong bond among us.
16. Do you think any new national celebrations will come into being in the future?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've seen so many celebrations that have been added to our daily lives through history, and I believe that the future is no exception. I guess that many new festivals will be added in the future.
17. Can you elaborate on it?
Oh yes, beginning in the late 19th century, for most countries, Labor Day is considered International Workers' Day, which occurs on May 1st. And it is still celebrated in many countries now.